It's Zoe and I'm talking to Derbyshire lad and British Superbikes rider Christian Idden. Thanks for joining me today, Christian.
All right, thanks for having me on.
So it's been a bit of an up and down season for you.
Definitely.
Let's talk about the key moment. So at Silverstone, you had a crash and you broke your collarbone. And then at Brands Hatch a few weeks later, you had a further crash, but you still ended up challenging for a podium spot. And then overall, you came ninth at the end of the season. So it's been a real mixed bag for you.
Yeah, I mean, the initial injury that I sustained at Silverstone, that was at quite a crucial time in the season. So the way that British Superbike works is that we have a 12-round series. After 9 rounds, they basically take the top 6 out of the series, and only the top 6 are able to win the championship. So at that point, I was vying for that top 6 place. And I broke my collarbone in qualifying for that round. For the final, it was round 9, so it was a final chance to get into the showdown, as they call it. And broke it in qualifying, and 3 hours later we had a race, and I basically had no option but to try and race. So that was the start of quite a difficult and challenging weekend. And in the end, we only missed out by, I think, 5 points. So it was a very close run thing, and we didn't quite get there, which was a big shame. But it was an interesting one. And then I came back a few rounds later, and it was still bust up, and I crashed on it again and re-separated it, but we finished the season and nearly got that podium to round the season out. But it was a frustrating season, that's for sure. So it's on to next season, I guess.
Say 2019. I bet you're already preparing, are you, for that?
Yeah, that's it. At the moment, we're just in sort of the off season part of it, so we're just sort of gathering up a few loose ends. I will be back in BSB. I've agreed terms to come back with a team. That news isn't out just yet, but it's I'm excited for what's going to go on, and then just sort of sorting out a few things with sponsors. I'm very lucky to have some great sponsors around, and a lot of local ones, which is really good.
Tell me about that. Actually, you've just teamed up with a very local one, Thornycrofts.
Yeah, exactly. So it's always nice when you get someone so enthusiastic as Thornycroft. They got in touch with me and wanted to become involved, and obviously the great work that they do, especially with the catastrophic injuries team, they were interested in getting that connection and sort of getting so that they could be more involved with the biking community, and so that the biking community knew of them and could, you know, offer their services, I guess. So it's great to be involved with local businesses. I've got so many personal sponsors that are local to me, and Thornycroft is another one to add to it. They're only 20 minutes from my house, and it's brilliant to get such an enthusiastic bunch, and it is nice. It's really, really pleasing to have that sort of support behind me.
So 2019, our new season, I'm sure you'll be aiming for that top spot.
That's the plan. The plan for any season is always to win, regardless of which team I ride for. I'm definitely on a new bike next year, so that's going to be exciting. British Superbike Championship is a phenomenal championship to be involved with. There's such great fan interaction. You know, anyone that comes to watch a race, obviously the local round for us is Alton Park, and actually Donington is not too far away either. But, you know, we do pit lane walkabouts. All the riders are very easily accessible, and it's just great. And I always get so much interaction on my social media pages, on Twitter and Facebook pages, and we're all accessible, and it's great for the fans. And it's always nice to see all the kids involved, and it's a great championship to be involved in. And we get such great crowds. It's always 30,000 plus on-site attendance. So I'm just excited already to get back to it. It's almost a shame it's winter. I'm not enjoying the dark nights already.
And you can hear an extended version of the interview on Saturday's Action Afternoon.